Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. Can you believe 2023? It's here. Have you thought about this? The years seem to fly by. Well, some may say, really? Do they really fly by? I want you to consider this. The older you get, really, the years go faster. And you're going, well, Scott, they're the same time. No, think about this for a second. The older you get, the smaller of a percentage each year becomes. Thus, actually, going faster. And so the older I get, I really do think about each year as it has gone by, is where did the time go? Can you believe here we are on the first day of the year, 2023. What a blessing it is for us to come together today to worship the Lord, as Jeff Wilson said, on this day, the beginning of a new year. It seems like each year, as we start the new year, it's a time of reflection, of inventory, if you will. It's time to look back. And maybe you've watched some things this week as it's put the year in review, and maybe you've thought about, oh, I remember that now. Oh, has it been that long ago? Or has it only been that long ago? But as we think about 2023, what does the Lord have in store for us? What good things do the Lord have in store for us? What things will be difficult in 2023? And can we praise His name in both? Jeff was not supposed to tell that I do have surgery on Friday on my right arm. I'm not looking forward to that. I guess that's a really duh moment. Yes, I'm not looking forward to that because I am right-handed and I'm right-handed dominant. And so I'm going to have to learn how to deal with not having the use of my right arm. And I've been a little down about it, to be honest with you, at first, because I thought, you know, God, what are you trying to teach me here? 11 years ago, I had the exact same surgery on my left arm. It doesn't seem like that was quite as big of a deal because I'm not left-handed. But Lord, what are you trying to teach me in this? Can there be something that can be good from this outcome? You know, I've even told myself, you know, I'm thankful that it wasn't much worse. I'm thankful that I didn't break a bone or do something worse, but only the muscle that can be repaired. But it's still difficult, isn't it? It's still hard to go through those difficult times. It's hard to wait, isn't it? I've known I'm going to be preaching on the first day of the year for quite some time now, and I really try to think about what does our audience, what does our church need to hear? What do I need to hear when I prepare to speak to you each time? And so I've been really thinking about this for quite a while, of what can I present to our congregation that will be uplifting, inspiring, and hopefully bring them maybe even some joy in the reassurance that God is with us all the time. And so I've been prayerful about that. And at first I was like, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I need to preach about. What could I bring to them that will really bring some value to their being here today and hearing what I have to say as we worship the Lord? The holidays have come, and it was pretty obvious that travel has been difficult. And the Lord put it on my heart exactly what I needed to talk about. We're going to talk about waiting on the Lord this morning. And I've titled the sermon this morning, While You Wait. Peyton Mowell, who's been visiting with us for several months now, was going home to Dallas, Texas, just before Christmas. She needed a ride to the airport, and so Nathan Pugh, our good children's minister said, I can take you after work. I'm going that way to my house. And so it was right before the snow hit, and they were a little concerned about the road. So Nathan left a little earlier from church that day. And he picked up Peyton and he took her to the airport. She had a 7 o'clock flight. But it's okay. There's a lot to do at the airport, and waiting on a flight's not that difficult normally. She'll get through the check. She'll do all the things that she needs to do. Maybe even sit down and have a decent meal before she has to get on her flight for that 7 o'clock departure time. Sure enough, Nathan picks her up. He drops her off. And she starts the process. Well, soon after she had arrived, she realized that her flight had been delayed. That's okay. This particular airline is one that we fly often, and they're pretty trustworthy. It's going to be okay. You're going to be able to get a flight. It won't be a problem. Pretty soon, it seems like there's another delay. But finally, she was able to board her flight. She was going to go home and see her parents and her family and celebrate the holidays with them. And she's on her flight, and we're prayerful and excited that she'll get to go and see them and come back soon. To which we get another call that they're asking them to exit the plane, that it can't take off. So her arriving at the airport around 2:30 in the afternoon soon became an ordeal, where she had to change actually the airline that she was using and got to fly out the next morning at 6 a.m. after spending the entire night in the airport. Waiting is difficult, isn't it? I think that waiting on the Lord may be one of the most difficult things Christians have to do. When Jesus promised that he would return to his disciples about to be apostles, he instructed his followers to wait. That's easier said than done, isn't it? Jesus, we've been with you for 3 years. We've seen you perform miracles. We've seen you be arrested. We've seen you be beaten. We've seen you be hung upon a cross, and we've seen you die, only to be incredibly surprised that death couldn't hold you, that you rose 3 days later, and now these 40 days have been incredible as you've spoke to us, as you've encouraged us, and now you ask us to wait. Well, why wait? What do we do while we wait? All of us know the difficulty of waiting, whether it's at an airport like Peyton had to experience, or maybe a traffic jam on an interstate, or maybe at that traffic light, or maybe at the doctor's office, or maybe at the grocery store in the checkout line. Or maybe while you're praying for a meaningful relationship, or you're praying for a promotion at work, or maybe even as you wait to retire, all of us understand the difficulty of waiting. But waiting isn't something we have to do while we are sitting and waiting for something we want. Waiting is the process. Waiting is the process of becoming what God wants us to become. What God does in us while we wait is just as important as what we're waiting for. Waiting for the Lord is not a passive time. While we anticipate what might happen, it doesn't mean we do nothing. It doesn't mean that we won't have to face difficult times or things along the way. I've thought about since 2020 and the pandemic of COVID, a lot of us have had difficulty with understanding what waiting's about. What do we do? A lot have decided to wait and almost isolate. We were instructed to do so, but I wonder if it's time for that waiting to be over. I wonder if it's time for God to call us to wait by working. I wonder if it's time that God has called us to wait by being together, by encouraging, by fellowshipping, by being around others, by being the Jesus Christ that this world could know if they've never experienced him before. I wonder if our waiting really isn't more our going. I wonder why Satan put this upon us in the first place. God didn't create COVID. I think Satan wanted Christians to stop their work. I wonder if it's time for us to go back to work in 2023. Those who wait are to work, and we realize that our work isn't in vain. The farmer can wait all summer for his harvest because he's put the work in. He's planted. He's watered. But that doesn't mean his work is completed. That doesn't mean he doesn't fertilize and weed and water some more. That doesn't mean he doesn't prepare his equipment for the harvest time. Those who wait on God can be confident that God will provide meaning to their labor. In working while we wait, we can be sure that God is also working, and oftentimes bringing us to a conclusion that we didn't see or expect. It's time to work, church. It's time to be a light in this community. Waiting is working with confidence that we will reap the reward. I love Galatians 6:9. It's hung in our house for many, many years. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap the harvest if we do not give up. Here in Acts 1, we see Jesus tell his disciples to wait, but there was a purpose in their waiting. They were about to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit. They were about to witness the beginning of the church and to become agents to help that church to grow. And so this morning, for Michael Webb's pleasure, I want to give you 3 points. Number one, waiting on the Lord requires patient trust. Think about James chapter 5, verse 8. You also must be patient. Keep your hopes high. I probably ought to highlight that in my Bible while I wait. For the day of the Lord is coming near. Waiting doesn't mean that God is giving up or that you're giving up on God. It's that we're giving God the benefit of knowing that he's working behind the scenes. During the difficult times, God's doing things that we're not sure of, but we can be positive that he's doing. Waiting is God's way of seeing if we trust him before he moves forward. Whether it has to do with our relationships or our finances or our careers or our dreams or even here at our church, we have to trust God knows what he's doing. And he knows what he's doing better than we know what we're doing. So not only does waiting on the Lord require patient trust, number two, waiting on God reminds us that God is in control. If you have your Bible out, I'd love for you to turn to Psalm 130. Psalm 130. This is a great passage, I think, that will help us understand what we're to do while we wait. There in verses 5 and 6, it says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. And in his word, I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. During those waiting times, it's not a passive time. During those waiting times, God has called us to be watchmen. You know what it was like to be a watchman in the biblical days. They would stay up at night to make sure that everyone was protected, to watch in case of enemies approaching. No matter what a watchman did, he couldn't speed up the process. No matter what the watchman did, the night would have to finish, would have to come to its fruition for the dawning of a new day. They would just have to wait as they watched, as they were there to see and protect, as they were an agent for their people. They had to wait for the sun to come up. They had to stay ready. They didn't make anything happen. They didn't control the sun. But God gave them a job. Waiting reminds me that I'm not in charge. As much as I wish I were sometimes. But when I really think about it, I'm glad that I'm not. I'm the patient in the waiting room, waiting on the doctor who knows what to do. And no matter how much I try to persuade him that I don't need surgery, he knows better. He could look at the MRI, but doc, I feel great. I'm fine. I remember Dr. Elrod, who will be doing the surgery on Friday, looked at me and said, I'm not going to ask if this hurts because I know you won't tell me the truth. I've heard it said that people who wait on God loses no time. Waiting reminds me that I am not God. And that sounds simple, but that is profound. I like to fix things. I want to be able to fix my problems, my relationships, my conflicts, my career. From time to time, I have to be reminded that I'm not God. My job is to be a watchman. So many times I want to fix it with my own resources, my money, my knowledge, my strength, my work ethic. I think God laughs at those thoughts. And finally, number three, waiting on the Lord allows God to do his work. Not only do I want to do God's work oftentimes, I also want to speed up the process. Don't you? This morning I was looking on the counter and I saw some bananas. And you look at these bananas and one is more visually appealing. This one looks pretty much flawless, like you expect a banana to look. But it's green around the top. This banana, if we opened it, would taste like a banana. But it wouldn't be fully ripe. It wouldn't be as sweet as it could be. It still needs a little time to become as good as it's meant to be. But this banana, It looks pretty rough. The outward exterior looks beaten and bruised. It looks like it's gone through a hard time, doesn't it? But it's this banana that will reveal the sweetest fruit. It's this banana that's prepared and ready to be consumed. Or for any of you ladies that like to make me banana bread, I'll leave it here on the front for you to do so. I think about this. So many times we worry about what we look like on our exterior, not realizing that God hasn't finished the interior. But our exterior may be bruised and scarred, but that's when God has brought to completion the interior. Waiting on the Lord, God's timing is best. The sweetest of the fruit can only be experienced when we wait for God to do what He's doing on the inside of the peel. The peel looks beat up, damaged. It's only through the process that it's ready to be consumed. Listen to this passage from the Old Testament, Habakkuk 2, verses 1 through 3. I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the outlook tower. I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I should reply about my complaint. The Lord answered me, write down this vision. Clearly inscribed it on the tablets so that one may easily read it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It testifies about the end and will not lie. Though it delays, wait for it, since it will certainly come and it will not be late. God is working. During those times we wait patiently on the Lord, we know that deep down He is working. While it may be underneath, hidden deep in my character, in due time, God will reveal what He has grown inside of us. Those who wait will never be put to shame. We will never be disappointed. But those who trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. They will soar like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. The time will come when those who wait on the Lord will soar. Aren't you ready to soar in 2023? If we can help you in this process, as you look forward to working for the Lord while you wait, why don't you come while we stand and sing?